From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. For several years, but especially after the 2002 election campaign, liberal activists have complained that conservative talk radio shows have tilted the playing field of media and politics. Liberals argue that Rush Limbaugh is effectively an extension of the Republican Party, and that other talk show hosts with similar views give the GOP, and the political right in particular, an unfair advantage. So, now comes a plan for a liberal talk radio network to be funded by liberal political donors. It's called Anshel Media, named for investors Anita and Sheldon Drobny, and its CEO, John Sinton, joins us from Atlanta. Mr. Sinton, I gather the one individual you have in mind from the start is Al Franken. That suggests that not just liberal politics, but humor would be a staple of this service.
Well, that's exactly right, Mr. Siegel. I think that it is important to state at the very outset that one of the things that's missing in every former approach that I have seen from the left side of the aisle is humor and entertainment and anything that's even relatively engaging. We seem to be a ponderous lot, people who can't get these complex arguments out from in front of us long enough to really speak like human beings and address issues, and we think that Al Franken is so talented at that. I mean, here's a guy who's won a Grammy Award and two Emmy Awards. Sure, he's really bright, and sure, he's really very progressive politically, but more than anything else, he's engaging and he's entertaining.
Now, among the famous efforts that you would be alluding to, I understand the argument that Mario Cuomo, although a powerful speaker, is not the funniest guy in the country, but Jim Hightower, the Texas populist, I think he does regard himself as being funny.
Well, Hightower is not only self-regarded as funny, I think there are a handful of other people in the country who think he's funny. I happen to be one of them. I was the executive producer of that effort, and I'll be the first to say that it didn't go as well as we wished that it would have. But I think that it didn't go well for a couple of really important reasons, and we'll try to get around those with this Anshel effort. The first being, Jim Hightower was dropped into the middle of this incredibly conservative talk radio landscape, and he violated the expectations of the listeners. And that is to say that if you are enjoying the Rolling Stones and the Beatles and Led Zeppelin on your favorite classic rock radio station, and all of a sudden your ears are assaulted by your kid's favorite rap artist on the same station, you're going to tune out and you're going to go, oh my God, what happened to my radio station? Because your expectations will have been violated. So primarily, I think the reason for Hightower's initial failure was that we were surrounded by conservatives and it made no sense to be there.
Is there a coherent enough point of view to sustain a network like this, a liberal point of view? I mean, for example, would Anshel Media largely be anti-war with Iraq right now or pro-war with Iraq right now?
I think both. I think what's so interesting about it is that there is a varied degree of opinion, and I think that you could find a couple of liberal people who could get on the radio and hammer each other pretty successfully to make either one of those points.
Although I think some might say that part of the success of conservative talk radio is they don't get mired in such intramural differences. Figure out which one you are and hammer anybody who disagrees with you.
Well, there's no question that that is true. And one of the things we've learned from those guys is we won't allow it to get so complex that we will actually have these intramural battles. I'm simply saying that I think that there is a broad enough range of opinion that it will remain interesting.
Has Al Franken signed on?
Al Franken is close to signing on. I can't say. I haven't even spoken to him today, so I don't know if he's signed. I know that we have three people holding him down, and they've got a pen in his hand. So, you know, whether or not he's actually signed the papers today, I don't know.
Okay. John Sinton, CEO of Anshel Media. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.